A and get all the info on all the wonderful music that is played here on the program Jazzmuck on the People's Power Station.
Bonjour, c'est Geneviève Letarte. Vous écoutez CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal.
Check level. Level check. Frank Grotkowski. My name is Frank Grotkowski. Frank Grotkowski. Mein Name ist Frank Grotkowski. Und wenn ich nach Montreal komme, and when I'm in Montreal, I'm coming to CKUT 90.3 because it's fun. Oh, that's...
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. But nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the world.
We're going to start this set off with something from Mark Drescher, 7. From his album Ain't Nothing But a Cyber Coup and You, came out in 2019 on the Clean Feed recording label, and of course features Mark Drescher at the double bass. Joining him, Nicole Mitchell, flute, alto flute, and piccolo, Marty Ehrlich at clarinet and bass clarinet, Kier Gowrielt at the violin, Michael Dessen at the trombone, Joshua White at the piano, Jim Black, drums and percussion. And from the album Ain't Nothing But a Cyber Coup and You, this is a piece, Let Them Eat Paper Towels, all right here in Jazzmuck.
Thank you. Thank you. void. Just when I thought it was time to begin life without you, staring at the middle ground. To my big gold bond, I've been seeing you, but I am happy to stay in my room. Take a deep breath, hold it till you hear the sound.
Thank you. Thank you.
Montreal's own Togetherness from their self-titled release, released on Mr. E recording label. And Mr. E is Elwood Epps, who was heard at trumpet, Eric Hove at alto saxophone, Scott Thompson at trombone, Stéphane Diamantico at the double bass, with Louis Vincent Amel at the drums. Homeschooling was the name of that piece, composed by Elwood Epps, and again taken from the album Togetherness. Eric Rivas at the bass before that, from his release Slipknots in a Looking Glass on Pyroclastic, and a piece entitled Spay, with Chad Taylor at drums and marimba, Justin Faulkner also at the drums, Chris Davis at the piano, Darius Jones alto sax, and Bill McHenry at the tenor sax. Prior to that, William Parker and his quartet from the album Meditation, released on the Fidelity recording label. Handsome Lake was the piece we heard. William Parker, of course, at the bass. Hamid Drake at the drums. Rob Brown at alto saxophone. And Jalu Calvert Nelson at the trumpet. Handsome Lake, again, the name of that piece. And we're looking forward to the release of seven disc box set from William Parker, featuring him, all new compositions and featuring him in a number of contexts, and some other people taking on his music. That is forthcoming on, of course, the Fidelity recording label. Looking forward to that. Charles Mingus before that, going back to 1959 in the Mingus Dynasty release, with John Handy at alto sax, Booker Irvin at the tenor, Don Ellis trumpet, Jimmy Knieper at the trombone, Roland Hanna at the piano, Charles Mingus, of course, bass, Danny Richmond drums, and Maurice Brown and Seymour Barab both at the cello on that piece. Put Me in That Dungeon, Charles Mingus, 1959, and Mingus Dynasty. Prior to that, the Ratchet Orchestra and something from Coco Swirl, a piece entitled A Letter, featuring Kim Zombach at voice, and of course Nicholas Kaloya leading the mighty Ratchet Orchestra, and that can be found on the Ambiance Magnétique. Speaking of mighty, the Ambiance Magnétique record label. Mark Drescher, 7 before that, as I mentioned, in a piece entitled Let Them Eat Paper Towels, from the album Ain't Nothing But a Cyber Coup and You, from Clean Feed in 2019. There's some virtual jazz performances and related that I thought I might point out. Within the Suoni per il Popolo, they've been doing a few things, and coming up this Wednesday on February the 3rd, Moor Mother and Billy Woods will be in listening session, as well as a discussion with Backwash. So that's, I believe, at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, February 2nd. Also on the 2nd, part of the Arts for Arts online series. Salons, I should say. Rob Brown performing with Chris Lightcap and Gerald Cleaver on February 2nd. Many ongoing things going on at Art for Arts. Do check it out. Roulette.org is also a good place to check out some live performances, and also some wonderful archived performances. And Jazz on a Raphael, a Montreal Jazz Festival, or ongoing series over a number of years now, is doing an online showcase, if you will, in conjunction with Effendi Records, and it spans over the course of, from now through the spring, basically Saturday evening performances, 8 o'clock. There are a few other nights, but you can see the likes of Yannick Réu, and Jacques Kuba Seguin, François Bourassa, and Jazz Lab Orchestra, which is kind of an all-star band from the Effendi recording label roster. And they're performing on the 27th of March, for example. So you may want to check that out, jazzenraphael.ca, and get all the details on that. And We're going to close the program up with a live performance from 2019 featuring Jamie Branch, a guest working with the Dave Gisler Trio. Dave Gisler at the guitar, Raphael Bossard at the bass, Lionel Fredley at the drums, and recorded in Zurich, which is where Dave and his trio are based. Jamie Branch joining them at trumpet and electronics from the album aptly titled Zurich Live. This is 1 minute too late. See you in a couple weeks. Take care.
I'm Sam.
And this is Trey.
So how are you doing on this fine Tuesday morning?
I'm feeling pretty tired. There's been a lot going on here over the past few days.
I assume you're talking about the baseball game that happened last night?
Baseball game?
Well, Los Angeles is playing Houston. You should know about this, David, because the Jewish internet was ablaze with news that Alex Bregman, the third baseman for the Houston Astros, is the first Jewish player to hit a walk-off hit.
This is the first time that a Jewish person ever hit a run like that?
No, hit a walk-off hit in the World Series.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was your biannual Sam Sports Corner.
I hope you all enjoyed it. But Sam, have you managed to keep up with everything that's been going on this past week?
Not entirely. I feel like I've caught on to the major threads, but there's still some things that have squeaked by me.
Yeah, for people who don't live in Montreal and don't follow everything related to Jewish politics on a minute-to-minute basis...
Shame.
This past week has been exhausting to keep up with.
Some might even say it was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start with this? I think it might be good to start with the legislation in the Quebec National Assembly. This bill, Bill 62, is a new law that requires people to uncover their faces when giving or receiving public services.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned this on the show last week, and it was a big part of the inspiration for today's show. The bill is specifically targeting Muslim women who wear the niqab, and it's the product of an Islamophobic climate that's been building here for over a decade.
But David, before we go into this in any more depth, which we are going to do in the remainder of this podcast and in future podcasts, can you give a quick hit of some other